the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Throughout history, and especially in religious texts, the concept of the heavenly book has recurred. Dr. Leslie Baines, associate professor in the Department of Religious Studies at Missouri State University, researched the heavenly book theme and published a book on the topic last year. She is my guest today. While researching, Baines identified four subtypes of the heavenly book. She explains.
The heavenly book could be compared to Santa Claus' list of who is naughty and who is nice. Everyone knows that list, right? The heavenly book is kind of God's list of who is naughty and who is nice. It comes in several different forms, and the Book of Deeds would be probably the closest to Santa Claus' list, because on the Book of Deeds are the good deeds and the bad deeds that every soul has done, and they're kept as records in heaven for God and the angels to access when it comes time for judgment. The Book of Life is a list of people. The thing that it would be most relevant to would be a citizenship list. So if your name is written on the list, you're a citizen of God's place. And if your name is not written on the list, that means that you're not part of the community. You're not included. The Book of Fate is actually very popular in the Dead Sea Scrolls. They were a very fatalistic community. They believed that things were predestined. And the Book of Fate does not have people or their deeds on it, but instead it has what's going to happen in the future. So the Book of Fate, I found, was very often written not on a perishable material, but it was written on stone tablets. And the idea of stone just brings home the idea that this is very permanent and this is really going to happen. So it's a list of things that are going to happen in the future. And again, like I said, the people who were the caretakers of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Essenes, just loved this form because they really believed that God had predestined everything that was going to happen and that they were privy to this kind of information. The last kind of heavenly book is actually a coinage of my own. I call this book the Book of Action. And like I said, this has never been brought forth in any kind of scholarly publication before, and I'm interested in hearing what other scholars think of it when they read and review the book. This is a book that actually doesn't have anything written on it per se, or if it does have things written on it, they don't matter. A big example of this would be in the book of Revelation. There is a book in Revelation chapter 5 that a lamb opens up. And when the lamb opens it up, things begin to happen. It never ever says what's written on the book, but the lamb opens it up seal by seal, and there are seven seals on this scroll. And every time something really dramatic happens, and it's here in this Book of Action that we find the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse that a lot of people have heard of, the seven-sealed scroll is opened, and the first four seals are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
From a literal Greek translation, an apocalypse is a disclosure of knowledge, and in a religious context, it is typically a disclosure of something hidden, a lifting of the veil or revelation. Baines explains how the heavenly book is typically tied to these apocalypses.
One of the main things that happens in apocalyptic literature is that a human being gets to see things that other human beings don't get to see. Heavenly secrets are revealed to this person. And that is why the heavenly book motif is so at home there, because one of the heavenly secrets that an apocalyptic seer would view is the books that God keeps in heaven. And these books, of course, act as warnings. People would want to have their names written on the Heavenly Book of Life. They would want to have their deeds written on the Book of Good Deeds. Sometimes, you know, if the apocalyptic seer is reading a book of fate, it would be a warning to the people to prepare themselves for what is coming. Usually it's the wrath that is to come.
That was Dr. Leslie Baines, Associate Professor at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.